From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. People in the nation's heartland are picking up the pieces this weekend from the violent storms that authorities now say left 38 people dead and hundreds injured. Parts of the Midwest and South were hit by the storms that generated a chain of tornadoes. Red Cross spokeswoman Vicki Eichstadt is in hard-hit Henryville, Indiana.
The devastation is unimaginable and complete. There's very little left. The sites of trees broken down to foot-high stubs with the bark stripped off them. Cars picked up like pickup sticks and thrown into buildings.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels toured the destruction in Henryville this weekend and said it's about as serious as he's seen since he took office. Video from Indiana and Kentucky show homes ripped from their foundations and rubble scattered across wide areas. Syrian forces are still blocking the Red Cross from entering the hardest hit neighborhoods of the city of Homs, while activists report continued attacks there. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the Turkish-Syrian border that the flow of Syrian civilians into Turkey is increasing.
Amid unconfirmed reports of revenge attacks and renewed assaults in Homs, wounded Syrians in the crushed Baba Amr neighborhood are still waiting for aid convoys to arrive. A Red Cross spokesman said despite the urgent need for access to Baba Amr, Syrian authorities have yet to allow their ambulances in, citing safety concerns. While the Red Cross waited outside, however, Syrian state television was ushered in to film scenes of severe destruction, which the government blames on armed gangs. Meanwhile, activists in Deir ez-Zor, Hama, and the northern Idlib province reported intensifying military and security attacks. Activists in southeastern Turkey trying to get aid into Syria say they expect a fresh wave of refugees attempting to cross into Turkey. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, near the Turkish-Syrian border.
On to Russia now. Thousands of Russians are fanning out to polling places across the country to monitor today's presidential election. As NPR's Martha Wexler reports from Moscow, the vote is all but certain to return Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to the presidency.
Putin's critics have been on the lookout for dirty tricks since the parliamentary election in December, which was marred by what appeared to be blatant and widespread vote rigging in favor of the ruling party. Since then, protesters have taken to the streets and trained to become poll watchers for today's vote. The atmosphere in Moscow was tense in the days leading up to the vote, as Putin said the opposition was planning to fake ballot box stuffing to discredit the government. Moscow's police chief has brought in reinforcements and warned against spontaneous demonstrations. Putin is expected to win the 50% he needs against four much weaker rivals to avoid a runoff. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
In Poland, an investigation is underway into this weekend's head-on collision of two passenger trains. 15 people were killed and more than 50 were injured. And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh has caved under pressure. He's apologized to a Georgetown University law student for calling her insulting names. But Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, says it's not really an apology.
He starts out with a little introduction. He then goes on to put his political opinions about what he feels about this issue. And then at the very end, he goes, "My choice of words was not the best." That's hardly a strong apology.
Limbaugh says on his website that he did not intend to personally attack law student Sandra Fluck after he called her a prostitute and a slut after she testified before Congress about a need for insurance coverage for birth control. Now that he's won this weekend's caucuses in Washington State, Mitt Romney and his rivals are now focusing on Super Tuesday. Ohio is shaping up to be a key battleground. Rick Santorum is making a half dozen stops there this weekend from member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio. ML Schulze has more on Santorum's speech to a sold-out crowd of 800 Republicans.
Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney were both in Northeast Ohio, just a half hour away from each other. But you'd never have known it from Rick Santorum's speech. Santorum hardly mentioned Romney, except when it came to money.
I pledged to cut $5 trillion over 5 years. The best Governor Romney can come up with is $500 billion in 5 years. We're going to take on the tough battles of entitlements. All of them.
But most of Santorum's shots were fired at President Obama, especially when it comes to the federal health care overhaul, which he called public enemy number one. Ohio is one of 10 states holding primaries Tuesday and has 66 GOP delegates at stake.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.